You are listening to another in our series of Founders Histories. As part of a grant to document and explore the founding of the Cedar Mill Library over 35 years ago, we have recorded conversations with several of the library's founders. This interview is with Muriel and Alan Van Veen. The Van Veen share with us how the idea for creating the Cedar Mill Library came about around their fireplace back in the mid-70s. So enjoy.
Could you tell us your name and a little bit about your family and maybe how long you've lived in Cedar Mill and some things like that?
Alan and Muriel Van Veen. We moved to Cedar Mill in about June of 1967. What did we like about it? Because it had large lots and
not much traffic.
Not much. Yes, it was much more rural then. And we have two children who grew up using the library, being at the library. Hanging around at the mess.
They're both Wait a minute, there wasn't a library yet.
No, I know, but that's how they grew up.
Yeah.
We were close to Cedar Mill School. That was a plus.
Okay. And what sort of work did you guys do? Or?
Well, when we first moved there, I was a stay-at-home mom, although I did go back to work later.
Okay.
You were landscaping.
Landscaping, yeah.
Okay. What do you remember? I mean, you talked a little bit about it. What do you remember about Cedar Mill back in the early 70s?
It was very rural. There were, on Copeland, there were people who raised beef cattle. On Ash Street, there were children who raised sheep as a 4-H project. There were, someone was raising sheep over on Leahy Road.
Yeah.
No traffic to speak of.
Yeah.
Farmland up above, nothing much going on.
Yeah.
It was open.
Yeah.
Farms okay. And small nurseries, a couple right in the area.
Okay. Well, how did the idea of forming a library at Cedar Mill start?
I know just when it started.
Okay.
Just a minute. We were sitting in front of our fireplace with the Thurbers drinking wine, and we started talking about the closure of the 7-Eleven store that used to be on 107th just off Cornell.
It was right next door to us.
Where the preschool is now.
Okay.
And we thought, now, what do we need that would be an asset to the community rather than a detriment? So we just started throwing out all kinds of ideas. I think everything from a dry cleaner to who knows what. Hence, I think somehow someone said something about a bookstore. And from bookstore, we went to a library. And that just seemed like the perfect answer.
Mm-hmm. About what year was that?
Well, it must have been just the year before.
She is the one.
So he
she
says.
She is the one.
I won't swear to it.
We have our back door neighbor.
Yeah, the third one.
Was a businessman type. And he had, you know, a good place for this and that. She very quietly said a library would be nice.
And,
okay.
So that was the germ, really.
She's responsible.
Yeah.
But the idea that then that we could do it, you know.
Yeah.
The community could organize.
So is it like 73, 74?
Oh, no, it must have been quite close to when we finally
started. Okay.
Well, Otis helped, too. Otis Bale helped.
Well, you know, we started thinking about it. How would you organize it? And that's where Jack Thurber was good with ideas on that about what kind of a, you know, incorporating and that sort of thing. And we thought about who would be good people to have on the board. And Otis was one of the first ones.
Okay.
Of course, you know, we thought, well, if we get Otis on board,
right,
that will be a big help. And, of course, through the years, he was always a very big help.
Okay, so it sounds like you were involved right from the very start. So what other steps did you guys go through to get the ball rolling?
Well, we did get a bookmobile that came out
That
site and was there for a few months.
Several months, yeah. through the summer.
I'm not really sure. You know, people brought their books, and we probably got some overstock from the county, who knows? I mean, I don't know where the, but people were bringing in.
Well, you know, first the neighbors were bringing their, you know, the little, what are the little books?
Well, little paperbacks. Yeah, we had a lot of paperbacks. Mm-hmm.
And we had probably maybe 100 of those.
And they were just stored in the bookmobile? And,
yeah. We, you know.
No, just in the. Yeah. In the library, as it such as it was.
Oh, well, that space, the empty space was there.
Okay.
We did have, start with a fundraiser there. We had an ice cream social there at some point during that time.
Right.
That was one of our first fundraisers. But then eventually, you know, and through Otis, I'm sure, the space that was down below became available, and we moved in down there.
Okay.
And I think it was all volunteers at first.
It was all volunteers.
Working. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anyone paid, I don't believe, until Kathy Mann, who was kind of an intern. I think it was Kathy Mann.
I was trying to remember her name. I couldn't.
Okay.
But, you know, someone else would have to look at the details of how we got her, and I think her salary was partly paid by some other institution.
So you asked for books, you asked for volunteers, and got some space.
Well, the word got around among the volunteers. Hey, you know, we're helping down the library. What library? You know, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of spread.
Okay. And what did you hope would come of the library when you started? Did you have an idea that...
Well, we certainly never knew it would grow to this size, but wonderful that it did.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me anything about forming a nonprofit organization and how that idea came about?
Well, I think that was in it from the very start. Yeah. That was the idea, to be a nonprofit corporation would be the best way to go.
Okay. Rather than join with another library or something like that?
We wanted to stay independent.
Okay.
Well, I think we probably thought of it, but... You know,
well, we knew there was a library in Beaverton.
Well, okay. They didn't want us, probably.
Yeah, so, okay. Were there people using that library at the time, and they
started coming in.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Not only using it, but bringing books.
Okay.
Yes, because people would bring their bags of books. That was the days of card catalogs and writing on cards when you checked out books.
Okay. So what sort of obstacles, what were the main obstacles that you ran into when you first got going?
Well, I don't know. You know, we had to raise money.
If there were obstacles, we didn't think about them.
we just went
opportunities,
ahead and,
right?
Opportunities. Yeah. We went ahead and surmounted them by working.
Yeah, well, mainly fundraising, sounds like.
We did the fundraising. I was looking back at things besides the ice cream social. We did the Beaverton Community Band did a benefit concert for us in. Well, that was clear in 1981.
Well, have you mentioned the sales of stuff that we...
Well, of course, the big miscellaneous, et cetera, super sale that went on, and I'm not sure for how many years.
Quite a few.
Until it got so big that it just couldn't get any bigger where we were, and it was taking the time of too many people for too much of the year.
This is before this part of the library was...
Well...
You know,
it was when we were still down in the other space.
But I mean, this was, this part here now was built how many years ago? 15 years ago?
Oh, I don't know when we expanded into
the... Oh, the second...
12.
Second level, yeah, I think it was...
12, the second level 12 years and all that. But, you know, that's when Bales was still in the Walmart space. And so we pretty much just set up all around on the sidewalks for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
For those sales, but there was a group of people who went out picking up donations for probably at least 6 months of the year. We had one day a week where we'd pick up and sort. We stored our merchandise in a space that belonged to the school district, I believe.
Okay. But, maybe you can lay out, since I'm not as familiar with what everything looked like at the time. So Walgreens right now, what was in that space?
Bales.
So Bales was in the Walgreens space.
Right. Down there, yeah.
And then like the barbershop and some of those spaces.
They were there. But on the corner, and I can't think of what's there now. The northeast corner right across from Walgreens.
So there's an Ace Hardware down there?
Hardware down there.
Well, no, but on the inner.
So there's like a pet
Chili's. Yeah, the little restaurant. Well, the Hobbit was down on the southeast corner, but whatever was
there's,
in.
There's a seamstress down there now.
Is that what it is? You know, mm-hmm. there's been the agricultural section and all that. But in that corner space was then finally where the library had its first home. And
second home.
Well, after the bookmobile, starting in 1976, that's when we made the Heritage quilt. We set up the quilting frame in space, right in the window, and quilted. And that's all in the scrapbook.
Okay. So, and at what point did they move up to this building?
At what point did we move up here? When Rogers left?
Finally got out.
So what was here?
Here, well, there was a Rogers, which was a variety store.
And on the far end was the.
Somebody said the DMV was
the
here.
DMV,
was on
the end. I think.
And then with the other thing is there yet, which is fine.
Oh, the gallery.
The gallery.
The gallery was already there, I think.
That was it.
Oh yes, but the center largest space, which was the original part of the library, that was Rogers.
And then at some point, second edition moved into here.
Yes,
we cut out the second edition.
Well, no, the mess. Second edition replaced the mess.
Yeah.
But what was in that far space, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
They come and they go. And they think, what was there last week?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the hours were when the library first opened?
Oh, we were 9.
9 to 5, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just.
Was it 5 days a week or 6 days a week? I don't remember.
Probably six.
Okay.
We were not open.
Oh, that's right.
We were not open on Sundays.
What were your roles with the library once it got up and going?
You were on the first board. You were the board president.
Yeah, right.
I didn't actually start working at the library until it moved into that space down below, and then I worked circulation.
Okay.
And, of course, the mess. Everyone worked at the mess.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sounds like it.
I know it started at least in 1978. Whether it started in 1977, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was pretty early.
Pretty early
that we started doing that. And it got bigger and bigger.
And so there was a different person running it every year or every other year?
There was sort of a committee of... There probably was.
Whoever was available.
Yeah. Okay.
There was kind of a group of people who were always in on it, you and Gary Peterson and Rand Harkins. There were a lot of people who worked there.
There was always somebody coming as you people, do we have to do something or other? Can we get involved in this? You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So how old were your kids at the time that the library started?
I had one in school and one who was, probably they were both in elementary school.
And they were avid users of the library once it got started?
Oh, yes. Yep. There was a group of puppeteers that Sue Jones started, and they did little plays, plays, made their puppets, I think. And,
that sounds fun.
And then did plays. That was something that went on at library entertainments.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yeah. It was a fun time, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, looking back on it now, you'd mentioned that you didn't think it might turn out the way it has now, but what has surprised you along the way as you've seen the library develop?
Of course, at that time, we had no idea of what the computers would do and how the library would play a part there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there were probably people who thought, oh, I hate to see the old card catalog go, but it's become so much more streamlined.
Yeah.
it's just great, the self-checkout and the self-holds and all that. I think we did want to have the library be a meeting place, and that's been a good, it's well used, right?
Oh, yeah. What about you, any surprises, same thing? Or?
I'm just constantly amazed at how it just grew.
And proud of it.
Yeah. Amazing that there's a branch library.
Yes, and that's been a...
And then getting the...
Bethany
thing.
And how fast it's grown.
So knowing that there are other people out there getting started on trying to start libraries, I know there's a group out in Aloha. Is there advice that you could give to groups like that? Or what would you say
more
to them?
More power to them. It can be done.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have done it. So
they just spread the word that they're, you know... The help will come.
Yeah.
Well,
because, you know, this is a different time now.
Well, but yes, and people may be busier, but it's possible.
Yeah.
I have a niece who's out in the Aurora area, and they're trying to get one started.
Are they?
Too.
Yes. Yeah. So when you first got the idea... Were there any other models of libraries like this anywhere, or is there anything to look at?
A volunteer library.
I don't think so. I don't know what West Slope Library, an independent library, or was it part of the
Multnomah
County?
Yet, did they?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hey, man, this was country.
See, creating it from scratch sounds like.
That's about it.
Well, I was kind of remembering the old city library in Molalla where I went to high school, which was a little house with books and a librarian.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, that would be nice to have in the neighborhood.
Well, that's the end of the questions. Are there anything that you want to add at the end here? Is there anything else that you could think of?
Sure. We sure had fun with it.
Well, that's good. Well,
made a lot of friends.
What do you do now in the library?
Still circulation. I shelve. I don't check out books anymore like I used to, but I shelve.
You knew where I work.
Yeah. You're my nonfiction person.
You know, there's been so much throwing stuff out, which is good.
When things become obsolete.
I'm trying to get around to the end so I can start at the beginning again.
Well, thank you both for coming in.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You too.